Section 11. Sharing the road. Road users consist of not only vehicles, but pedestrians, bicyclists, large trucks, motorcycles, animal riders, joggers, and slow-moving vehicles. There are laws and important information drivers should know when sharing the road with these users. Pedestrians. Vehicle-pedestrian collisions account for nearly 20% of all traffic deaths each year. Drivers must use extreme care to avoid colliding with a pedestrian, especially in areas such as school zones, bus stops, playgrounds, and parks. Pedestrians are difficult to see and it is difficult to determine their intentions. Drivers should be prepared to yield to pedestrians at all times. Pedestrians have the right of way when they are in a crosswalk, using a sidewalk, crossing an alley entrance or driveway. Visually impaired and crossing the street guided by a service animal or carrying a white with a red tip. Pedestrians must use crosswalks at intersections and follow all pedestrian warning signs and signals. Look in both directions before crossing any roadway. Walk on the left side of the roadway facing oncoming traffic when walking on the side of the road where there is no sidewalk. Always wear white or light-colored clothing or carry a light when walking at night. Never walk on interstate or limited access highways. Drivers should use caution when driving next to parked or stopped vehicles as pedestrians can walk out between vehicles. Backing up. Always check for pedestrians before backing, especially in parking lots or places where there are many pedestrians. Approaching a school zone when lights are flashing or children are present. Drivers must obey the school zone speed limit. At a school crossing where there is a crossing guard, drivers should stop and yield if they are signaled to do so. Visually impaired, blind pedestrians. New Hampshire law requires drivers to come to a complete stop whenever a person who is carrying a white cane, the international symbol of blindness, or using a harnessed guide dog is attempting to cross a roadway. The person who is visually impaired listens to determine if a vehicle has stopped moving before proceeding into the roadway. While listening to the traffic flow and other auditory information, the visually impaired approaches an intersection and locates the best place to make a safe crossing. Drivers should be aware that the person will begin to cross the street when he or she has determined that a safe crossing can be made. Drivers must come to a complete stop and use extra caution when proceeding, and should never honk the horn or yell at a person who is visually impaired. Bicyclists. Bicycles are considered vehicles when on roadways. Bicyclists are required and expected to obey all traffic laws and regulations as motorized vehicles and have the same rights, privileges and responsibilities as any driver on the roadway. Drivers should exercise due care when passing a bicyclist by leaving a reasonable and prudent distance between the vehicle and the bicycle. Reasonable and prudent is considered at least 3 feet when the vehicle is traveling at or less than 30 miles per hour, with one additional foot of clearance required for every 10 miles per hour above 30 miles per hour. Always dim the headlights when meeting an oncoming bicyclist at night. Yield right of way when a bicycle path or bike lane intersects a road. Do not stop, park or drive on a designated bicycle path or lane unless entering or leaving an alley or driveway, performing official duties, directed by a police officer, or an emergency situation exists. Only use the horn when attempting to avoid a collision with a bicyclist. Using the horn to alert the bicyclist of the presence of a vehicle may startle a bicyclist and cause a crash. Watch carefully for bicyclists entering the traveling lane. Check mirrors and do head checks before opening a vehicle door, backing out of a driveway or into a roadway as bicyclists could be approaching. Motorcycles. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities on New Hampshire's roadways as other drivers. However, because most motorcycles are only about 2 feet wide, a motorcycle may not be easily identifiable in traffic. They can be easily hidden in a vehicle's blind spot, and it is sometimes difficult to judge how fast they are traveling. Drivers should never attempt to share a lane with a motorcycle. Motorcycles are entitled to the same full lane width as all other vehicles. Always carefully check oncoming traffic for motorcycles before taking a left turn across traffic, and know its speed before making the turn. Be sure to allow at least 4 seconds following distance when behind a motorcycle. Be aware that most motorcycles do not have automatic cancel for turn signals. Before taking a turn in front of a motorcycle with its turn signal on, be sure the rider is actually turning. Drivers should be aware that motorcyclists may slow down or change direction under the following circumstances: bad weather and slippery surfaces. Rain, wind, dust and fog affect a cyclist's vision, and wet and slippery roads can create glare that is especially hard to see at night. Cross winds. Windy conditions can move a motorcycle out of its lane of travel. Areas to look out for are wide open, long stretches of highway and bridges. Fast-moving large trucks have been known to create wind blasts which can startle a cyclist, and under certain conditions, may actually move a cyclist out of their path of travel. Road surfaces. Uneven road surfaces, gravel, debris, pavement seams, grooved pavement and manhole covers. Metal or grated bridges. Motorcyclists may experience a wobbling sensation when traveling over metal or grated bridges. Slow-moving vehicles. Drivers should be alert for slow-moving vehicles. A fluorescent or reflective orange and red triangle displayed on the rear of vehicles drawn by animals, farm equipment or construction equipment means the vehicle is traveling less than 25 miles per hour. Drivers should use caution when approaching a slow-moving vehicle and be sure it is safe before passing. Farm machinery. Watch for tractors, combines and other farm equipment moving across the road and traveling on state highways in rural areas. Pass with caution and remember the operator of the farm machinery cannot hear approaching vehicles. Do not attempt to pass until it is safe to do so. Animal-drawn vehicles and horseback riders. In some rural areas, drivers may be sharing the road with animal-drawn vehicles and horseback riders. They have the same rights to use the road as a motor vehicle and must follow the same rules of the road. Drivers approaching any horse shall take every precaution to prevent frightening the horse. Drivers should reduce speed, assess the situation and pass with caution, and never use the horn or rev the engine. Interacting with large trucks and commercial vehicles. Over 250,000 crashes occur between cars and commercial vehicles each year nationwide. Many of these crashes could be avoided by keeping these points in mind. Commercial vehicles are generally larger vehicles and less maneuverable than a car. These vehicles have much larger blind spots than cars. They have longer stopping and accelerating distances and need more room to turn. The no zone. The no zone is the area around large trucks or buses where vehicles disappear from the commercial driver's view into blind spots. These blind spots are on the sides, rear and front of the large vehicle. Side no zones. Large trucks and buses have big no zones on both sides. They are much larger than a vehicle's blind spot. Trucks have a large blind spot on their right side starting behind the cab and extending up to the length of the truck. It's important for a driver to know that if the truck driver's face cannot be seen in the side view mirror, then the truck driver cannot see the other vehicle. Drivers should avoid driving alongside a large vehicle for any longer than what is required. If the truck driver needs to swerve or change lanes, the chances of a collision are greatly increased. Front no zones. Because of a large vehicle's size and weight, they take longer to stop than cars. A loaded truck with good tires and properly adjusted brakes, under ideal conditions, traveling at 55 miles per hour requires a minimum of 335 feet before coming to a complete stop, or greater than 1.5 times the stopping distance of a car. Therefore, it is essential not to enter a roadway in front of a large vehicle or change lanes in front of a large vehicle. When passing a large vehicle, look for the whole front of the vehicle in the rear view mirror before pulling in front and maintaining speed. Rear no zones. Unlike cars, large vehicles have huge blind spots directly behind them that extend up to 200 feet. If traveling too close, the large vehicle cannot see a vehicle traveling near them and the driver of the car cannot see what is up ahead. If the large vehicle brakes or stops suddenly, drivers have no place to go and could run into them. To prevent this, drivers need to pay close attention when following a large vehicle. Drivers should avoid following too closely and position their vehicle so the truck driver can see the vehicle in their side mirrors. When traveling up or down steep hills, large vehicles drive slowly and therefore typically use the right lane. Avoid driving in the right lane, if possible, when traveling up or down hills, as well as near truckway stations, where large vehicles will be attempting to re-enter faster-moving traffic. By avoiding the right lane in these areas, drivers will reduce the possibility of a crash with a large vehicle. Turning. Pay close attention to large vehicle turn signals and give them plenty of room to maneuver. When a truck or bus needs to make a right turn, they may need to swing wide to the left in order to safely turn right and clear the corner of a curb or other obstruction. Sometimes space from other lanes is used to clear corners. If a driver tries to get in between the truck or bus and the curb, the vehicle will be squeezed in between them and could suffer a serious crash. To avoid a crash, do not turn until the truck or bus has completed its turn. Drivers should keep in mind the following. When meeting a truck coming from the opposite direction, keep as far as possible to the right side of the roadway to avoid a side-swept crash and to reduce the wind turbulence between the two vehicles, which pushes the vehicles apart. Many collisions with large vehicles occur at intersections because motorists are unable to judge accurately the speed of a truck approaching before making a left turn. When in doubt about the speed of an oncoming truck or bus, do not turn left in its path. The truck or bus may be going too fast and it takes a longer stopping distance for them than a car. Many intersections are marked with stop lines to show where drivers must come to a complete stop. These stop lines help to set a vehicle farther back at an intersection to give larger vehicles more turning space. Always stop behind stop lines. Do not cut off a large vehicle in traffic or on the highway to reach an exit or turn or to beat a truck into a single-lane construction zone. Emergency vehicles. Emergency vehicles, such as police, fire, and ambulance vehicles, are equipped with sirens, flashing lights, and special horns. Right-of-way must be given to emergency vehicles when approaching from any direction when they are sounding a siren or operating their flashing lights. Drivers should drive immediately to the right side of the road and stop the vehicle until the emergency has passed. Drivers should avoid blocking an intersection when stopping. Once the emergency vehicle has passed, drivers must use their signal and turn back into the roadway, only when it is safe to do so. Drivers must not follow a fire truck closer than 500 feet when it is sounding a siren or operating flashing lights. Drivers must not drive or park a vehicle within the block where the fire truck has stopped to answer a fire alarm. When approaching a highway emergency, New Hampshire's Move Over Law requires drivers to provide a wide space or change into a lane not adjacent to an emergency vehicle if traffic conditions allow to do so safely. Specifically, drivers should, when in or approaching an incident involving a fire, collision, disaster, utility construction or maintenance, or other emergency resulting in partial or complete blockage of a highway, or a location where a police officer has made a traffic stop, every driver other than the driver of an emergency response vehicle shall maintain a reduced speed. Obey the directions of any authorized person directing traffic and of all applicable emergency signals and traffic control devices. Vacate any lane wholly or partially blocked, as soon as possible. Give a wide berth, without endangering oncoming traffic, to public safety personnel, any persons in the roadway, and stationary vehicles displaying blue, red, or amber emergency or warning lights. Any person violating this law shall be fined $75 plus penalty assessment for a first offense and $250 plus penalty assessment for a subsequent offense in a 12-month period. Police, traffic stops. If an approaching police vehicle with lights and/or sirens engaged pulls in behind a vehicle pulling off to the side of the road, a driver must come to a complete stop and place the vehicle in park. Remain in the vehicle unless requested to get out. Turn off the engine and turn on the hazard flashers and if at night, the interior lights to help the officer see that everything is in order inside the vehicle. Remain calm and keep the safety belt fastened. Ask any passenger to do so as well. Place hands on the steering wheel and limit movements. When requested, locate and provide their driver license and vehicle registration. If the officer asks the driver for these documents, tell the officer where they are located and reach for them slowly with one hand on the wheel. Answer the officer's questions fully and clearly. If the vehicle is unmarked, be sure it has its blue lights activated. If the police officer is in plain clothes, no uniform, ask for identification such as a badge or department identification card. Work zones. A work zone is an area where roadwork takes place and may involve lane closures, detours, and moving equipment. Work zones have become increasingly dangerous places for both workers and drivers. Approximately 40,000 people per year are injured as a result of motor vehicle crashes in work zones. When approaching a work zone, watch for signs, cones, barrels, large vehicles, and workers. Work zone signs have an orange background and black letters or symbols. Always reduce speed in a work zone, even if there are no signs indicating a change in speed limit within the work zone. The narrower lanes and rough pavement can create hazardous conditions. While driving in a work zone, drivers should reduce speed, increase the following distance, watch the traffic around the vehicle and be prepared to stop. Use extreme caution when driving through a work zone at night, whether workers are present or not. Adjust lane position to allow space for workers and construction vehicles. Observe the posted work zone signs and do not resume normal speed until the end road work sign is visible. Expect delays, plan for them and leave early to reach a destination on time. When available, use alternate routes to avoid work zones.